morning and a warm welcome to the Simply Divine programme. I'm Maria Colfer and you're tuned to Southeast Radio. You may remember that last year the St. John of God Sisters celebrated 150 years since their foundation here in Wexford. Bridget Clancy, with Bishop Furlong, were involved in setting up the St. John of God Foundation for the care and education of the poor and the needy in the community. By way of marking the occasion and to honour their foundress, they've offered the Bridget Clancy Scholarship of €15,000 to enable a student to study for a Master's in Christian Theology at Trinity College in Dublin. This scholarship is available again this year, but to tell us more about what it has been like, we have on the line last year's recipient of the scholarship who has completed her first year. She's married, she has a grown-up family, and she comes from a village called Scots House near Clonus in County Monaghan. I'm delighted to welcome on the line Frances Callaghan. Good morning, Frances, and thank you for joining us this morning, and congratulations on being chosen for this unique opportunity.
Good morning, Maria, and thank you very much for the opportunity to speak about my experience in Trinity College and about the scholarship.
Well, Frances, how did you hear about the scholarship in the first place?
Well, I heard about the scholarship because I applied to do the MPhil in Christian Theology at Trinity College, even though I knew it was financially beyond my reach. I had just completed my honours degree through the Priory Institute in Dublin in theology, and I wanted to go on ahead further. So I applied, and when I was making my application, I saw that there was an opportunity to apply for this new scholarship, because that was the first year of the scholarship. So I made the application, and I was very blessed to receive it.
What did you study with the Dominicans?
I studied theology. I did a four-year honours degree in theology.
Oh, great. So you're well-versed in theology. How long does this course last, the one in Trinity?
The one in Trinity, it lasts either, you can do it over either 1 year full-time or 2 years part-time, depending on what suits the student. You can, you can specify which length of time would suit you best when you're making your application.
And you've taken it over 2 years, am I right?
No, I have taken it over 1 year.
Oh, you've finished. You've finished. Okay.
No, well, I'm not finished until August. I have just completed my six modules that is necessary for the course, and I'm just starting my dissertation, and that must be submitted by mid-August. It's 1 year that I started in September, and I will finish in August, please God.
What subjects then have you taken, and why did you take those particular ones?
Well, there are some compulsory modules that you must take on the course, such as theologies of the Bible and violence and grace in the human narrative. There's certain subjects that you must take. And then there are optional modules. So I chose some of my optional modules were Christianity of the Celtic world and ministry and church in the current era, which is a very challenging era. So there are some of the optional modules that I decided to take.
And were you happy at the year end with your choice?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I was very happy. I think when you make your choice based on your own experiences and based on what you're most interested in, you tend to do well in those modules, you know. And it is great, although there are compulsory modules, they're necessary because, for example, theologies of the Bible, it's very necessary to know that to be studying Christian theology. But the optional modules give you an opportunity to, you know, to pick what you want to study yourself and to research that further and really engage in the course.
And ministries in the church, is that what you said was one of your optional choices?
Yes, that's right.
What did that involve?
Yeah, well, I suppose that involves really studying the different ministries in the church. But I suppose from my own point of view, I'm passionate about lay ministry in the church and in particular the role of women in church ministry. And that's why I chose that as one of my modules. Now, women in ministry within the church has been a subject of ongoing discussion and debate. While the church has traditionally reserved the ordained priesthood for men, there has been increasing attention given to the role of women in various forms of ministry and leadership. In recent years, like, there has been a growing recognition of the invaluable contributions that women make to the church, yes, and their important roles within pastoral care, education, evangelization, and other areas of service as well. Like, some women serve as theologians, catechists, administrators, spiritual directors and lay ministers, playing vital roles in the life and mission of the church. But, you know, the question of women's ordination to the priesthood obviously still remains a contentious issue, and the Catholic Church upholds the belief in apostolic succession, tracing the lineage of priests back to the apostles, who were all men. So the Church's teaching is really that the priesthood is a sacred calling reserved for men, rooted in theological, historical and ecclesiological considerations. But nevertheless, there are many within the Church who advocate for a more inclusive approach, advocating for a deeper theological exploration of women's roles and the possibility of opening more avenues to exercise leadership and ministerial roles for women.
Do you have a stance on it yourself? How do you feel about women ordinations?
Yes, well, in relation to women being ordained for the priesthood, I think Pope Francis himself has emphasised the importance of women's involvement.
Yeah.
And he has established a commission now to study the possibility of ordaining women as deacons, which could potentially expand women's participation in certain liturgical and pastoral roles. But I think that is a step in the right direction. I think we need to be careful, because I don't think ordaining women because there's a shortage of priests is the right way to go. Ordaining women for the right reasons. But I think the fact that Pope Francis has established this commission to study the possibility of ordaining women as deacons, that's a very good step in the right direction, in my opinion.
Would you like to be a deacon?
I would love to be a deacon in the church, yes.
Well, you're going to be doing a thesis, or at least you're starting your thesis now, and it has to be done by August. What is your topic?
My topic, I've decided to research, and I've received approval to study the biblical scenes on some of the high crosses of Ulster. And I'm particularly interested in the Celtic Cross in Clonus, County Monaghan, which is my own local town, and two crosses in County Tyrone in villages of Dunnockmore and Arbow. Now, I will be looking at other crosses in Ulster, but I'm particularly interested in those crosses and finding the similarities and differences in the biblical scenes on those crosses.
And what kind of biblical scenes are on them already?
Well, a lot of the crosses would have scenes of the crucifixion.
Right.
They would have scenes from the Old Testament, such as Daniel in the lion's den, the slain, the Cabal and Abel scene. They would have Adam and Eve and the fall of man. Those type of scenes. There's so much so much art on the Celtic crosses, and a lot of it has been lost because a lot of the crosses have been eroded with weather. Now, some places have actually put some sort of roof over the crosses, or they have moved the crosses to a safer place where they're not as weather-beaten, etc. But it's absolutely necessary to preserve these and to study them further. You know, I hope to do a comparative analysis of these crosses in Ulster, hoping to establish, you know, if many of them were actually carved by the one person or the one group
yes.
of people.
Well, you've come to the end of the academic year. You'll probably be doing a lot of research, further research for your thesis. But were there moments when, during the last year, when you might have regretted taking on this challenge?
Oh, absolutely not. I never regretted it. To be honest, I felt so blessed to have received the Bridget Clancy Scholarship from the St. John of God congregation, which covered my tuition fees and provided a stipend towards travel costs, books, etc. And since I was the first recipient, I felt really proud, and I have thoroughly and completely enjoyed every minute I've spent in the Loyola Institute in Trinity College. It has just been an absolutely fantastic experience for me, and I would encourage anyone with an interest in theology to study this course. You know, theologians and tutors in Trinity in the Loyola Institute, they're very engaging, encouraging. They provide excellent guidance throughout the course of study. I just have enjoyed every minute of it. I have enjoyed the research. I have enjoyed doing assignments. I have enjoyed attending classes and having great discussions with other students. I have enjoyed every minute of it. I have no regrets.
Well, Frances, the program is run in Trinity and you live in Clonus. What about proximity to the college? Is that a factor?
Well, I don't think it should be a factor for people. There are great transport opportunities now and there are great bus and train services. So I have not found that to be an issue. I travel by bus from Cavan. We have a bus service from Cavan Town every hour to Dublin City Centre and every hour returning to Cavan Town. So for me, that has been my way. I have been there for every lecture. I've never missed any of the lectures in Trinity College. And they start at 5:45 in the evening on Mondays and Thursdays, and they finish at 9 p.m, which means that people who are in full-time jobs or part-time jobs can still pursue the course, and you don't have to live in Dublin, since that's a huge expense for people. You definitely do not have to live in Dublin. I have done almost my full year now, and I've proved that it can be done without living in close proximity to the city.
And you're saying it's possible to fit it into a busy schedule even if you are working?
Absolutely. I have classmates who are in full-time jobs and they're doing this course and are doing very well on it. So there are a lot of people who actually do the course who are working as well. In fact, it's more usual for people to be working as well by the time they get to the point of doing an MPhil in Christian theology.
Yes.
So that's not unusual. You'll find that most people on the course are in that position or in part-time work or in some type of work.
So they're all adults. They're not young students as such, are they?
Generally not. No, most of them are adults, yes.
Frances, do you think it is important for women to study theology?
I do. I think that there are a lot of women within the church that have felt left out, to be honest, or felt that they have been allocated lower roles. You know, I know in rural parishes generally, like, women are on the altar society, so they clean the church or they do things like that. But women do want to be more active in the church. And even younger women, I am finding that even when there's a call for Eucharistic ministers, it tends to be women who come forward much more easily than men. So I think women do definitely want to be involved in the church in some real way.
And
that has improved over the years. We now have women reading at masses. We have women Eucharistic ministers. We have all that. But I think there is still a great need out there. Women feel a great need for more involvement, more real work within the church. And I think women have a huge amount to contribute to the church.
And do you think there are enough openings?
I don't think there are enough openings at the moment because, like, as we were talking about, you know, like, we have male deacons.
Yeah.
And, like, most women will be asking the question, like, why have we not female deacons? And why can that not happen and happen reasonably quickly? And I think Pope Francis has taken the right step now, albeit late. I think he has taken the right step in forming this commission to actually examine this and see what can be done to provide a more inclusive opportunity for people in general. Like, I think the church needs the balance of both male and female ministers. That's my opinion.
Now, I understand you're passionate about lay involvement. Now that you're nearing the end of the programme, how do you see this translating into your life in your parish?
Well, I am already fairly heavily involved in parish life, you know, and I am very involved in my own local church. I have already put my name forward. There has been a call. My diocese is the Diocese of Clogher, and there's already been a call for people to officiate at the graveside at funerals for people properly qualified, but training will also be provided. And I've already put my name forward for that because there's a huge scarcity of priests in the diocese, and I believe in every diocese in Ireland. So I have already put my name forward for that. So that is a step. That's something that I could see myself doing and that I would like to do.
If a listener was interested in applying for the Bridget Clancy Scholarship now, what advice would you give her?
My advice would be, if you have an interest in theology, look at the opportunities available on the Loyola Institute. If you go into the Trinity College site and go to Loyola Institute, it will give details of this course that I'm doing, the MPhil in Christian Theology. And with that application, you will see the scholarships that are available, because there are some other scholarships available, part-funded scholarships that people can avail of. So I would advise to make your application. If you're interested in the course, make your application, and also make your application for the scholarships. Now, it's one application for all the scholarships, which actually makes it very easy. Yeah. It makes the process much easier for people. So you make one application and you tick the scholarships that you're interested in, and then that will be processed. And as I say, I was extremely blessed to be granted the Bridget Clancy Scholarship. I have had a fantastic opportunity, and I know I realise it. I fully realise how lucky I've been to have been so well supported to do this course, because without that, I would not now be completing my MPhil in Christian Theology. So I would encourage any woman who is interested in doing the MPhil in Christian Theology to make the application, make your application early, and make your application for the Bridget Clancy Scholarship as well.
How were you assessed for the scholarship?
Well, when you actually apply for the scholarship, there's a number of submissions that you must make. Like, you must provide a curriculum vitae, you must provide letters of reference, you must provide so many words about yourself and how you came to this point. You must provide whatever previous qualifications you need. You don't actually need to have a degree in Christian Theology to come on to the MPhil, but you do need a degree.
Yes,
you agree in some subject. So, but all that information is readily available to people. So you make your submission, and then the Loyola Institute will assess the applications and decide who should get the scholarship.
And had you to do an interview?
I did not have to do an interview for the scholarship, no. You make a submission, you make an online submission, and it's compared, obviously, then with other submissions. And as I say, I was totally blessed. I received the Bridget Clancy Scholarship.
And have the St. John of God nuns been in touch with you?
Oh, absolutely. Sister Geraldine has been a great support, and I've been lucky enough to meet her in Trinity College. And I would like now to publicly acknowledge her support and the support of the Sisters of St. John of God, because, as I say, without that, I would not have had this opportunity.
What kind of time commitment had you to make?
Well, the lectures are, as I said, Monday evenings and Thursday evenings. So that's like about 3.5 hours for lectures alone each day. So that's about 7 hours a week. Then after that, you do have to spend, I mean, it's a master's philosophy, you're not actually going to get there without putting in work.
Effort, yeah.
So you do actually need to be able to spend the time. And I found for me, I worked every day. I spent some time every day. Every evening I spent some time studying, researching or writing assignments. Now, other people have done it differently. Some of my classmates would do it 2 days a week or whatever. Different people work differently, so, and different people have different family commitments and job commitments, so it depends what suits your own schedule. But it's very doable, is what I would say. It definitely takes work, but it's very doable, and you will receive great support from the tutors and theologians in the Loyola Institute, and they're readily available for any queries or any support that's required.
Was your parish priest, we'll say, aware of what you were doing, or any supports coming from the parish?
Oh, absolutely. My parish priest was very aware. He was aware when I was actually studying for the degree.
Yes.
And then I did ask him for a reference when I needed that to apply for the MPhil. So my priest is Father John McKenna, and he has been so supportive, very, very supportive of me doing the course. Yeah, and very interested. He regularly asked me how I'm getting on, or what I'm doing now, what assignment I'm writing. So he has been extremely supportive, I have to say.
Will you publish your thesis?
I'm not sure. I haven't really thought
about it.
Yet, to be honest, I'll have to get through it first and see how it goes. I haven't got to that point. I'll have to be asked that question again in August.
Okay. So you're obviously very positive about it. The closing date, I believe, for the new scholarship, the new ones applying, is the 16th of July.
Yes.
And they just applied to Loyola, really. Isn't that
That's
it?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right, yes. Yes. Yeah. And it's not a difficult application. either the application for the course or the scholarship is not a difficult application. You just need to look what's required and gather up your qualifications or your letters of support or your reference letters and make the application. But people have still plenty of time. It's not due until July, so people have plenty of time. And I would encourage anyone with an interest to apply. I would highly recommend this course and this experience.
Have you one final tip for a new person considering it?
I think the one thing that I gathered from people, and I suppose I felt a bit myself when I was going to Trinity first, was people tend to have a fear of Trinity College.
Yes, yes.
They tend to feel, oh, it's way out of my reach. And I found that my thoughts on that and the thoughts of fellow students were totally wrong. It's not outside people's reach. It's not outside the reach of ordinary people. You know, as I say, I'm married, I have a grown-up family, I have done a lot, and it's not just there for young students who have high leave and cert points. Trinity is a fantastic experience for everybody of all ages. And I think that's one thing. Don't be afraid that Trinity College that is running this course. Try to get there and enjoy every minute of it is what I would say.
Well, Frances, you're very enthusiastic about this. We're out of time. You obviously have enjoyed this experience. We hope that you will continue to be deeply nourished and fulfilled in your work and in the future and in your spiritual endeavours. Thank you and good morning to you.
Good morning, Maria, and thank you very much for the opportunity. And thank you again to the Loyola Institute and the Sisters of St. John of God.
And that's all from us for this week. My thanks to Patricia on the sound desk. Tune in tomorrow morning at 9:04 for more Sounds for Sunday on Southeast Radio with Patricia McNally. We're going out on Only a Woman's Heart. And finally, remember, we're all made in the image and likeness of God. So we're not just human, we're also divine.
My heart is low, my heart is so low, as only a woman's heart can be, as only a woman's, as only a woman's, as only a woman's heart can know. The tears that drip from my bewildered eyes taste of bittersweet romance. You're still in my hopes, you're still on my mind, oh. And even though I manage on my own, my heart is low, my heart is so low, as only a woman's heart can be, as only a woman's, as only a woman's, as only a woman's heart can know. Restless eyes feel my troubled soul, and memories flood my weary heart. I mourn for my dreams, I mourn for my wasted love, and while I know that I'll survive alone, my heart is low, my heart is so low, as only a woman's heart can be, as only a woman, as only a woman, as only a woman's heart can know. My heart is low,
yes, my heart,
my heart is so low, as only a woman's heart can be, as only a woman's, as only a woman's, as only a woman's heart can be.
This program was produced by the Christian Media Trust, exclusively for Southeast Radio.